discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Well, the learning power we have as young children is absolutely amazing. The things we take in those formative years can shape so much about who we become. With that truth in mind today, we head on the road with a gentleman who's been ministering to kids all around the world for years through great storytelling, catchy music, and at the heart of it all, an easily accessible message of who God is. Mr. Mike Naraki is the co-creator of the animated phenomenon VeggieTales and lent his voice to the one and only Larry the Cucumber. Now he's collaborating with Michael W. Smith on the new kids book and music series, Nurturing Steps. The first book, Nighty Night and Good Night, and the first album, Lullaby, are both just out. The warmest of welcomes to you, sir. It's great to have you here, Mike.
Hello, Ryan. Thanks for having me on, and I really appreciate that kind introduction.
Well, you are a great sport, sir, and thank you so much for being here. I'm sure that you get this a lot, but Larry the Cucumber has been a formative influence in my life, sir, so it is an honor to speak to the man behind the vegetable, sir.
Ryan, that's awesome. It's nice talking to you, too.
Larry's never far away.
That is just the most beautiful. I can't even describe how beautiful that is to hear on the other end of the phone line. Tell us a little bit about how this Nurturing Steps effort comes about, because this is a really cool team effort between you and Michael that you've undertaken here. Who had this idea and how did it start to take shape?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd be happy to share that story with you. So a little over a year ago, Michael reached out to me and said that it's been a dream of his for a long time to work on a lullaby project for kids. You know, he is a grandfather many times over now, which surprises a lot of people. I know for me, you know, I grew up on his music and have always been such a big fan of what he does. But he has several kids, and each of his kids have several kids. So, you know, that equals a lot of grandchildren. And so, it's been on his heart for a number of years to do a lullaby project. And the idea behind it is that bedtime is such a sacred time with our kids, you know, and you know, I'm a parent and know that as well. You know, my kids now are 20 and 16, so they're a little bit older, but I just remember that time with them when they were young, reading to them, praying with them, and just recognizing what a special time that was. And so, you know, I was honored to be asked by Michael to do that. And so, yeah, so we jumped right in, and you know, the first thing we started off with was the lullaby album. He had collected a few songs, and the concept was that we would, you know, include some original songs, some public domain songs, and then some lullaby arrangements of a number of Michael's classic hits. So I love that idea, and we set about creating a cast of characters to tell a story that would lead our way through the album, and so came up with the idea of a little band of stuffed animals who help kids fall asleep. They have a band named the Nighty Nights, and it stars a bear, a sheep, and a puppy dog. And if a child ever has trouble falling asleep, they just call them the Nighty Nights, and they show up and play a set, and then help the kids drift off. And so basically, Michael interacts with these characters. We you know, just sing these wonderful lullaby songs, and it has a little fun story that weaves through the songs. So it's just a fun little album, and we're really proud of how it turned out.
Oh, it sounds so cool, and it actually I'm intrigued by the plot as well, and I realize I'm not the target demographic here, but I'm intrigued.
Well. Yeah. You know, I like to say it's better than melatonin to help put you to sleep.
That is a beautiful line. That's very well done, sir. Well, and I also had to smile, too, at the beginning, how you said, we're so surprised to learn that Michael has that many grandkids. And I think part of that has to do with his ever presence in our life, but also the fact that he looks basically the same as he did when he was 20, right?
Oh yeah. He's aged well, like a fine cheese.
That's one of the best things I've heard all day. Thank you so much for that. Aging like a fine cheese. I love that so much. Well, and you mentioned too that some of the classic Smitty songs get the treatment in the album as well. What are some of the songs that we might be able to pick out and remember?
Oh, sure. Well, Agnes Day is in there. You know, a few just really, you know, wonderful worship songs. Agnes Day is in there. Friends, of course, is in there. And he wrote a song to his daughter, Anna, a number of years ago, which is in there as well, rearranged as a lullaby. So those are a few of the, you know, songs that folks would recognize from his past work. And some new songs thrown in there as well.
Mr. Mike Naraki is the co-creator of the animated phenomenon VeggieTales and lent his voice to the one and only Larry the Cucumber. Now he's collaborating with Michael W. Smith on the new kids book and music series Nurturing Steps. The first book, Nighty Night and Good Night, and the first album, Lullaby, are both just out. And by the way, because of the generosity of Mike's publisher, we do have 5 books to give away. So if you want to sign up to win, you can head to myfaithradio.com. Look for On the Road, and you can send us a note right there from the page and say, I want to enter into the drawing. Please let me enter into the drawing. Now, of course, one of your big famed skills is your voiceover work, Mike, but this is a singing project. And so I understand you're not involved when it comes to voiceovers this time.
I'm not. You know, Michael and I had that conversation early on. As we were deciding who would be these characters, and given the type of songs that they were singing and kind of the desired outcome, which was to lull kids to sleep, I advised him against me being a singer. I sort of used, you know, Larry, you know, the example of Larry singing one of his songs, you know, could you go to sleep with Larry singing,
and a friend forever. The Lord of them.
I think kids would shoot straight up in bed. So, I said, no, you need characters with you know, wonderfully trained, soothing voices. And so we cast some wonderful voices, and that fit the bill really well.
You know, I'm laughing because I'll bet you somewhere we could find, you know, many young people that did fall asleep entering into slumber with the song of the Cebu in their heads.
Well, that's true. Although, you know, if a child gets tired enough, they can go to sleep. I remember my son fell asleep at a Newsboys concert once. it was probably like 125 decibels, and I looked down and he's snoozing. You know, we brought him as like a, you know, eight-year-old or something like that. It's like, how can you do that? That's amazing.
Talk a little bit about the power of storytelling in the sense of this age specifically, and just how you used the word sacred before. I mean, just how story has the power to really reach into a child's life, especially at this age, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, I think story is hardwired into all of us as people. I think that's how we're created by God. And we see our own lives as stories. And, you know, I do think story has the power to influence how we look at the world. And really, it's been part of my desire, you know, certainly with VeggieTales all those years, and now with what I'm doing with Nurturing Steps, to just to tell stories that just remind kids that there's a God who made them and who loves them and who wants a relationship with them. And I think when kids hear stories with that worldview and with that belief in mind, it really takes hold in their lives, and you know, they'll remember it, and you know, it'll be part of them growing up. So you know, I do think it's really important to raise a child in the way that he should go, and he will not depart from it.
So true. Did you discover that love for storytelling pretty early yourself? Was that a language that you began to speak very early in life, or did it enter into the story a little bit later?
You know, I found for me, it was always something that I was very passionate about and excited about, but something that I, you know, never imagined that I would do as a vocation or as a ministry. I mean, it wasn't a model for me. You know, I had my dad was an engineer in the Air Force and my mom was a nurse. You know, I grew up, you know, all over the country going from place to place. But I remember, you know, being in middle school and high school in church and becoming involved in, drama ministries and kids ministries. And I just loved to perform. I loved telling stories. And so I think it was part of how God made me. And so then when I ended up going to college, thinking that I was going to, go into medicine, I met up with Phil Vischer, you know, also known as Bob the Tomato. He and I met at a small Bible college in Minneapolis, Crown College, probably out near you all.
Yes, and, yes, we know Crown well.
that's right. And so we were performing in a student ministry there and just started writing and telling stories and performing together and just really hit it off creatively. And, that led to a long time collaboration. And then we both ended up in Chicago, mm-hmm. In video post-production. And that's kind of how VeggieTales was birthed. And so, you know, for me, it was just God's hand, you know, through those years sort of directing my path. And, you know, I felt a call to ministry, a call to serve him, and sort of to the best mm-hmm. of my ability, you know, set off in a direction to do that. And he obviously, you know, altered the course along the way, but I just have felt so blessed and so fortunate to have been a part of being able to remind kids that God made them special and he loves them very much.
Well, we feel blessed and special to have Mr. Mike Naraki with us today on the road, the co-creator of the animated phenomenon VeggieTales, and lent his voice to the one and only Larry the Cucumber. Now he's collaborating with Michael W. Smith on the new kids book and music series, Nurturing Steps. The first book, Nighty Night and Good Night, and the first album, Lullaby, are both just out. And we do have 5 books to give away as well. If you'd like to sign up for a chance to win, you can just head to myfaithradio.com, look for On the Road, and send us a note right there from the page and say, please enter me in the drawing. So you set the scene a little bit. You meet Phil, your college friend at Crown College. You begin to tell these stories together. But where in this process do vegetables enter into the tale? Where do the vegetables come from, Mike?
So, yeah, well, Phil and I, we're in a puppet ministry at Crown. And so, we had both grown up, you know, huge Jim Henson fans. Our taste in humor was very similar in Monty Python and Mel Brooks. And so a lot of those sort of, you know, comic inspirations, you know, lent themselves into our writing and performing. Through a series of events, mm-hmm. Phil was from the Chicago area. I was from Denver. And our bright idea after Crown College, we both went there for a year and a half, was to go out to California, he to go to film school and me to do pre-med and then go on to medical school. Phil landed a job in Chicago at a video post-production company after he had interned there for a summer, and they offered him a job, and he thought, well, you know, this is really what I want to do, so I'm going to stay here. And so I was roommateless, and then decided, well, you know what? There's just as many places in Chicago to do pre-med as there are in California, so I moved out there and then started working and, you know, getting ready to go to school out there, and then ended up a job opening came up duplicating videotapes on the graveyard shift in the same place Phil was working. So I started working there and learning about production and in the meantime, you know, enrolled in college and was doing my pre-med. And by the time I graduated with my undergrad in biology, we had cooked up an idea to do a show, and we needed, you know, with this new technology and art form of computer animation, we thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool if we could take what we did in puppeting and tell stories with this new technology in a really affordable way, in a really cool looking way. But we needed really simple characters with no clothes and no hair and no limbs.
All
those things were, they were really expensive to do in the computer. And Phil actually, he modeled a candy bar initially and was sort of moving it around on screen. And he was married by this time, and his wife Lisa, who also became the voice of Junior Asparagus shortly thereafter, walked by and said, "You know, Phil, I don't think moms are going to like kids, you know, learning good values from candy bars." And so, use the wisdom of a mother. And so the next thing that Phil thought of was, well, what about vegetables? They're healthy. And so that's basically the entire genius behind vegetables. And so Larry the Cucumber was born, and then Bob the Tomato followed. And then we started to give voice to those characters based off of our own personalities. There was a lot of Larry that was, in me, and Phil is very much Bob, and we interacted as we did as friends, that's kind of, lent that to the characters. And so, that's how Bob and Larry were born. And eventually we called it Veggie Tales and made our first show, Where's God When I'm Scared?
Oh, that's so great. I love hearing that story. And Larry the Cucumber, I mean, you talk about the centrality of Larry and Bob even early on. The very first character that you came up with, the big idea, so to speak, that was Larry, right?
Yeah, it was Larry. Yeah, Phil had, there was basically a little cookie jar. Even before any of the characters spoke, there was a little piece of animation Phil did called Mr. Cuke Screen Test. And so just basically the countertop that became part of the, everyday VeggieTales world with the cookie jar on it. And Larry popped up out of the cookie jar and hopped forward and smiled at the camera. and that was it. And then our next piece of animation was called Take 38, which is where Bob came around. By this time we had figured out, okay, well, with Larry, we need a character who's complementary. So Bob, Larry was tall and green and skinny. And so a great compliment to that would be a character who was short and round and red.
Of course.
And then a tomato. So we just sort of the idea that these would be everyday vegetables with everyday names sort of interact with each other like we did as friends. Mm. And then Take 38 was Bob and Larry pitching to the world, how wonderful, the show of VeggieTales would be, which we were trying to sell at that time to make a show. So that was early 90s. We got enough funds together and enough time to produce that first show, Where's God When I'm Scared, in 1993.
Well, what's so amazing about, even rewatching today, those original VeggieTales films, and of course you've done these in so many different forums. I mean, you worked with NBC, you worked with Netflix, and of course the original DVDs are everywhere to this day. But the amazing thing that you guys were able to do, and it makes a little bit more sense, hearing about your influences, but you watch those as a child, and it's the funniest thing you've ever seen. You're learning, about who God is, and as an adult, you watch that, and there's so much entertainment value for you as well. Was that something that was fun for you guys to do, to be able to make these entertaining and beneficial for all ages like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And what we approached it initially with that very idea of, we saw stuff in the market at that time that was really earnest and really sincere, but not necessarily entertaining. And then on the other side of it, stuff that was funny and fast paced and everything, but just didn't have the heart and the lessons and the values that we thought it would be important, for parents to have. And, we wanted to create a show that was entertaining and fun with and catchy and could also help parents pass on biblical values to their kids. And so, that's kind of what we set out to do. But we just had fun making them. We loved to make ourselves laugh as we were creating the shows. And, we just had a ton of fun with it. And at the same time, we paid a lot of attention to what we called the nugget of truth in every story. Making sure with the stories that we told, that a 4-year-old could watch the show and be able to tell you what they learned. And so once we nailed that and knew that we had that, you know, that the heart of that lesson that, you know, a 4-year-old could grasp, you know, then we just had fun all around it, you know, just having fun, making ourselves laugh. And I remember, you know, when we got the first reports, you know, that college students were having VeggieTales watching parties in their dorms, you know, it really shocked us. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that, you know, but then we thought, well, you know, I guess that makes sense because we weren't, you know, we were in our 20s and it's like we thought they were funny. So, you know, the college kids probably thought they were funny too. So, but yeah, we just had a ton of fun making them.
That's the voice of Mr. Mike Naraki, the co-creator of the animated phenomenon VeggieTales. And if you are recognizing that voice even a little bit beyond that, well, he did lend his voice to the one and only Larry the Cucumber. Now he's collaborating with Michael W. Smith on the brand new kids book and music series, Nurturing Steps. The first book, Nighty Night and Good Night, the first album, Lullaby, are both just out. And if you're listening and thinking to yourself, man, I'd love a copy of that book. Well, hey, this is the day for you because you can just head to myfaithradio.com, look for On the Road and send us a note and say, hey, please enter me in the drawing. We have 5 books to give away. Now, we spoke about the singing prowess of Larry the Cucumber before, and I have to say that in a brilliant production, maybe the most brilliant thing of all, and the thing that to this day, I mean, I can sing you whole lines of your songs to this day. Where did the silly songs come from? How did that become such a beloved part of this?
Well, you know, for me, growing up, I was such a big Dr. Demento fan. And for those in your audience who are old enough to remember, Dr. Demento Radio Hour aired as a syndicated radio show every Sunday night for years and years. And it's where Weird Al Yankovic got his start and a number of other kind of parody song artists. And I just remember growing up loving parody music probably more than, you know, any other type of music. I just thought it was so much fun, and I would write little parody songs and just have fun with it. So it was always something that I really enjoyed. And when we made the first show, Phil actually wrote the Water Buffalo song. So, you know, he just wanted to put a filler in between, you know, the first 2 short stories that we had, which was, you know, where, you know, in Where's God and I'm Scared, we had Daniel in the Lion's Den, and then we had, you know, the Frankencellery story, Tales from the Crisper. And so being both Monty Python fans, the idea of, and now for something completely different, was something that kind of drove that idea. It's like, okay, we have this little lesson, this little story, and now we'll just kind of go to this complete non sequitur song and play that through, and then we'll come back with another story and lesson. So very much modeled after And Now for Something Completely Different. And so we did that on the first show, and then on the second show, there was no song. And we started to get letters from fans saying, you know, what happened to the silly song? We liked the silly song a lot better. So we thought, well, let's write another silly song. So that's when I wrote the Hairbrush song. And then, you know, from there it went on to I Love My Lips and, you know, on and on and on, and it just became a thing. So it was one of those things where, you know, it started off, you know, just as an intermission piece, and then, you know, the fans really liked it. But for me, it just ended up being this great outlet for this thing that I loved in writing parody music. And Larry loved singing them too.
Man. Well, and it makes so much sense as a fan of your work to hear you talk about Weird Al and Dr. Demento and Monty Python. It all kind of makes sense to me now, but you had
it's
to do it.
It's all so clear now.
Oh, that's never getting old, ever. Mike Naraki, the co-creator of the animated phenomenon VeggieTales, the voice of Larry the Cucumber, and collaborating with Michael W. Smith on the new kids' book and music series, Nurturing Steps. And, sir, with the new book out and the new album, we don't want to say farewell without giving you a chance. If people are fascinated by the new book and music series with Michael, where can they go to learn more? And if they just want to learn more about you, where can they go to do that as well?
Well, nurturingsteps.com is a great place to learn more about the books. And of course, they're also sold, the books and the CDs are sold anywhere, you know, Amazon or Barnes & Noble or ChristianBook.com. You can go to any of those places to look at those as well. And yeah, MikeNaraki.com is my website. I'm working on it. It's still a little lean, but go there to learn about that. But I've got some fun projects that I'm working on that I'd love to come on and tell you about sometime in a future show. But a lot of fun stuff going on.
Oh, absolutely. We'd love to have you back. You're sort of a personal hero of ours here on the program, Mike Naraki. Thanks for being a great sport and for honestly forgiving, you know, a whole generations something just as amazing as you did with VeggieTales. You're a tremendous human being, sir. Great to talk with you.
Ryan, thank you so much. It's so kind of you to say, and it's an honor. It's an honor to have been, in the position that God put me in. So thank you so much for saying that. So God bless, and thanks again for your time today.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.